This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And we welcome you today to the Outdoors and Radio Show. We know we've got a lot of fellas on the road and ladies and kids on the road headed out for the last day of the early muzzleloader season here. And if you're in your car, we'd love to hear from you. Call us here on the show at 410 WCBM 680. That's 410-922-6680. And you just might win a brand new muzzleloader. Now, all you have to do is call in, give us your phone number, and then go on the air and say hi. We're giving away a free CVA Wolf muzzleloader. And we've even made arrangements if a youngster wins that, we'll send you a youth model. So it's a stainless steel camo model. I'm not sure what the youth model would be, but it's a Wolf model muzzle loader from the fine folks at CVA. And you can always visit them on CVA.com. And we appreciate their participation again in the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We have a couple other little prizes we can give away for second place, like Emily Miller's book, Emily Gets Her Gun, is going to be a second place prize. And that'll be a signed copy by the author. So, a couple good prizes coming up here. That'll be the last Saturday of the month, and we'll be giving that away. So if you got to get in it to win it, and then we'll do it again all over. We'll start over again in November, and then we'll start all over again in December. So we'll do it three months here in the fall. So you're going muzzleloader hunting, and you can win a muzzleloader while you're going muzzleloader hunting just by simply calling us at 410-922-6680. Have you been out? Have you had success? We want to hear from you. Same way with you duck hunters. How's the early duck season been? We know that was going on. We heard some duck hunters shooting the other day. I was in the woods early daybreak and heard a few fellows out on the marsh. I guess there were some wood ducks flying around, and they were heard some going over where I shoot or where I hunt. It's right on the marsh, and so we know that there's a few out there anyway. So let us know how you're doing. If you're headed sycamore hunting too, we assume, and I don't know, and I couldn't confirm, and I couldn't leave a message with the folks at Blackwater, that Blackwater is open today. So, you know, with the federal shutdown ending the other day, we were hoping that we would hear from the folks at Blackwater, but I can't be sure. So if anybody knows, I haven't been paying much of attention since I've been hunting for 2 days. Yes, I actually got to go out and hunt on Thursday. We had a great day in Cecil County. You know, the weather was fine. It was overcast. I thought we were going to get a little rain, but it didn't happen. Sitting there in a stand, listening to the eagles scream and the crows and the owls and the blue jays and everything else that that goes along with the experience of the outdoors, listening to the squirrels scratch leaves around and annoy me for the most part of the day. And I was using the Buck Bomb Ambush, which is the all-season spray. It's just a general general spray. I think it's probably the young buck urine in that ambush, but it's good for all season. And I just got done sending a couple blasts of Buck Bomb out over the edge of the stand. I was sitting in a box stand, and a deer bolted out of the laurel right beside me, probably 15 yards from me, and he stopped up along the edge of the laurel about 50 yards from me. I couldn't tell what he was. He had his head behind a tree, and when he stepped out, I saw 3 points up, thought it was a nice enough buck, and I took the shot, and the deer Of course, big cloud of smoke with the muzzleloader. The deer took off. And so my good friend was home. Keith was home. And I texted Keith and I said, come on down here. I need a set of eyes. Keith can't see blood anyway. He's red-green colorblind. But I wanted him to kind of stay in the stand and mark the spot. Once I got down, I couldn't find the marker that I used to mark the deer. So I went back over, started looking around, looking back at the stand, and always put an orange hat. I carry an extra orange hat or an orange cloth in the tree stand with me, and I hang it over the edge so I can see the stand from where I am in the woods and the laurel and so forth. And I could see that, and I kind of got an eyeball on where I thought the deer was. I kind of thought I started tracking. I saw the fresh tracks. I started tracking. No blood. The deer had gone through a little dip in the woods, and as they all do in that area, he made a sharp right turn down into the marsh, down into the black marsh mud and the creek bottom down there. And so I right to where the deer went down over the bank there into the marsh, and there's some blood. So I'll drop a blood here and drop a blood there and a lot of blood there. And I thought, okay, straight, left, or right. And I looked straight ahead. No deer, no blood. I looked right, which leads downstream into the marsh, and that's normally the way they go. And I looked, and no blood there. And I took a quick look to the left, and there he lay. Nice deer. 3 points on each side. No brow tines. Nice 6-point. I was very happy with that. But let's talk to Mel in Stevensville, and then I'll continue with the story. Good morning, Mel. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Al?
I'm doing great. I'm trying to inspire you.
Hey, I heard your comment on Blackwater, and I had a permit. I hunted on it yesterday.
Okay, good.
A lot of people out there hunting it.
I'm sure. How'd you do?
I got a 4-point spike, had about 12-inch tines on it. Or actually, a little 4-pointer had 12-inch tines on it.
Good. Well, did it have brows or did it have forks?
Forks. It's a nice deer. The guy at the station, he said it was well over 5.5 years old.
Oh, yeah. Good. Well, congratulations on that Sitka deer. That's great.
Yeah, so we're heading out to Millington here today and try it this morning, see what we can rustle up there. I was at the check-in station or at the butcher yesterday in Kent County. Some of the racks you see coming there and there were just unbelievable.
Oh, I know it. Yep. So, well, good. I'm glad you were able to get yourself a nice deer. So.
Okay, well, I wish everybody
I'm jealous because I'm guessing they were screaming yesterday down in the marsh.
Actually, it was very quiet yesterday.
Really?
There was a lot of hunters out there, not a whole lot of shooting going on.
Yeah.
They were definitely busting some ducks early.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I thought maybe you'd hear some Sitka deer screaming out there in the marsh, but I guess.
Yeah, they were keeping it down. They were probably out all night with that.
That full moon.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. Congratulations, Mel. I'm jealous because you got some really good venison there.
Oh yeah, I go every year and we seem to get on. It's a great hunt.
That's good. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. All right.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye bye. All right. So there's confirmation. Blackwater is open for the muzzleloader season. Glad to hear that. Well, good. So anyway, I got this nice 6-point and. Keith and I got him out of there. We dragged him up on top of the bank and dressed him out and then went and got the truck, got the cart, and got him on the truck, and away I went. So that was a great morning, great morning. And the deer showed up a little after 9 o'clock and made for an early day. So yesterday, kids in Baltimore County were off school, so I picked up Jacob about 9 o'clock in the morning at his grandparents'. Other grandparents, and we headed back up to the same area, the same farm, picked a little different stand. We had our choice of three places, and I said A, B, or C, and he picked A, and I said, okay, that's good. So we get into the stand, and it happened to be a buddy ladder stand. And again with the ambush, and every time I would hit that ambush, and I would spray it sporadically throughout the day, every time we would have an unseen buck, and we knew he was traveling because he smelled so bad, so ruddy, so stinky, that we smelled him several times. Even Jake, I said, do you smell that deer, Jacob? And he goes, I don't know what a deer smells like. I said, you know, you remember what your buck smelled like, the scent glands last year? I said, just think about that. And he started sniffing the air a little bit, and he was able to detect it. We had that buck around us all afternoon, could not get eyes on him. Could not get eyes on him. And I think what was happening is he was staying downwind. Every time we'd hit a couple shots on the spray, the ambush, he would come in and circle around upwind. He'd scent check us out of sight, and then he'd circle around upwind and let his scent come to us, thinking that he was going to intimidate whatever interloper buck was in his area. And that's how we could smell him from being upwind. We were downwind from him. And I think that was the whole deal there. And it happened four different times, and it just happened to coincide with putting out that scent. So, you know, the woods were thick, a lot of laurel, a lot of places for that buck to hide, upwind, downwind, wherever. We just couldn't see him. We could hear him every now and then. We could hear him walking. We just couldn't put eyes on him. Later in the day, about 4 o'clock, we had two nice big fat does come in at it to about 40 yards, just feeding along nice and quiet. And Jacob put the hammer down and took a real nice doe. So, you know, deer never moved. He's a very accurate shot, and he did a really good job on that doe. So then we had more work to do. So we got that one cleaned out and out of the woods, and home we came. So it was an extremely successful muzzleloader for me, with a nice fat buck on the, not a giant, not a big deer, not a big rack, but it was a very satisfying hunt on Thursday, and even more so on Friday when Jacob was able to take that deer. So that's my experience. What's yours? 410-922-6680. Muzzleloader contest going on. 410-922-6680. 800-922-6680. If you're outside the local Baltimore dialing area, you can call us. Leave us your name, your phone number. Go on the air for a second. Say hi, whatever you want to do, or talk about whatever you want to talk about. And you're in the contest for the muzzleloader. At the end of the month, we will pull the name and somebody will win something. That's pretty cool. Also, on Facebook, once you call in and talk to us here on the air, you can go and check us out on Facebook. If you'd like to leave a comment, that's fine. Let us know that you viewed our Facebook page at The Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we'll give you a bonus point. We'll give you a preference point. What that means is you get two entries into the contest, so you get a double banger. Also accepting applications for the contest entries online, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. That's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and that's how you reach me by email during the show. After the show, or if you have a question. So feel free to communicate however you like. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after this. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a battery warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you. Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's eastern shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality bucks. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto. Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into 3 regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Your favorite talk radio station is now on your iPhone. Go to the App Store and download the new WCBM app. Listen to your favorite host or program. Stimulating talk, breaking news, now on your iPhone.
I'll keep my freedom. I'll keep my guns. Try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8. Keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need. We know who to blame.
All right, we're back. A little, I like that song more and more every time I hear it. A little Hank Jr., that's for sure. Did you hear Babs the other day, Barbara Mikulski? This is a middle-of-the-road country. America is a middle-of-a-road nation. So much for exceptionalism. So much for striving to be the best you can be. Al, good morning. Where are you calling from?
Westminster.
Okay, how you doing, buddy?
The song was great, and you had to finish off with Babs. Oh, sheesh.
Hey, what? Well, hey, look. That's why I like the song even better.
Hey, I just wanted to call and ask about the youth hunt this year in Maryland.
Which one?
Yeah, they have more than one.
Well, they have waterfowl as well as deer.
Oh, it would be deer.
The deer. Okay, what would you like to know?
Well, my brother lives down on the Eastern Shore, down where you had all your luck this weekend.
Cecil County, yeah.
He told me about a youth hunt.
Yep.
I was going to send my son down. He took the hunter's course in the summertime. I don't hunt. I don't get that much time off the hunt because I work for a living.
I understand, but, you know, we all do. And if you've got a son who's interested in hunting, my suggestion is, and I'm not being critical, you better damn well take an interest in it.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm taking an interest. I wanted to learn about his rights to own a weapon and the reasons for it.
Okay.
And how to use it safely. And, you know, my brother has the option to, you know, get him a nice place to hunt down there, and I just wanted to know which weekend I would did send him down.
November 16th and 17th.
And 17th, okay.
Yes, yep. Now it depends on the county. If he's in Cecil County, I think then Sunday is available. So.
Yeah. That's where he's at.
Yeah, and I would suggest to you to go to any local licensed dealer there and get yourself a guide to hunting and trapping, which is a free book that comes with the hunting license, and make sure your son's familiar with that, and make sure you're familiar with it.
Yes, I used to do that. I used to hunt years ago.
Yeah.
But I like to do a lot of shooting, but I don't like to do a lot of hunting anymore.
I said,
the smell that you were talking about those bucks. I don't like the smell. I don't like the cleaning up of the game. But I do love my rights to shoot. And we went to Colorado a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
We went to a gun shoot out there of the Dragon Man, and it was a very interesting place. If anybody ever gets a chance to go to Colorado Springs and they look up the Dragon Man, they'd find it very enjoyable.
Right.
And so that was a lot of World War II vintage.
Yep.
Machines that he had, and all types, but sure. Very good.
Okay.
Experience. Hey.
All right, Al. Thank you very much.
On your hunt.
Yep. Thank you. Bye bye. Junior hunt days are special days just for hunters under a certain age to hunt accompanied by a mentor. All young hunters participating in these days must have completed a hunter education course, possess a valid hunting license, or be exempt from license requirements, and that means living on the land where you hunt, and be accompanied in the field by an individual who is 21 years old or older, possess a valid Maryland hunting license, or is exempt from a hunting license requirement. This is the mentor now, and then is not a field with a firearm, bow, or other hunting device. The Maryland Department of Natural Resources does not provide specific hunting sites or mentors for these hunting days. So it's up to you to make sure that you have a mentor. And that fellow sounded like his brother might be the mentor to his son on his hunting adventure on the farm. So there you go. It's great being a mentor, not only to a child or a young person, but also to an adult just getting started in the sport. So it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. I just got an email from a listener who told me that his 10-month-old black lab is listening to the show. And is headed out for his first duck hunt today. So we appreciate that. And he wondered if his dad could be entered in the muzzleloader contest. That's kind of cool, funny emails I like to get, something very entertaining like that. So anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We ask you to give us a call if you'd like to be in the muzzleloader contest or have a conversation about any topic involving fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. So there's a couple things I have here on my plate that I'd like to talk about. And one of them is, here it is. Yes, indeed. The headline is that NRP, and that's the NRPs, the Natural Resource Police, charged two Rock Hall watermen with poaching in an oyster sanctuary. Maryland Natural Resources Police, ramping up enforcement in air on water. Maryland Natural Resources Police charged two Rock Hall watermen on Wednesday afternoon with harvesting 26 bushels of oysters, many of them undersized, from a Patuxent River sanctuary. Poaching oysters is a crime against law-abiding watermen and Maryland citizens and will not be tolerated, said Colonel George F. Johnson IV, NRP superintendent. In this case, the public supplied information and the diligence of our officers paid off. Today, yesterday, officers also charged two other watermen working on the Patuxent River with harvesting undersized oysters. The actions came as law enforcement activities are ramping up for the six-month oyster season. NRP is using saturation patrols, aerial reconnaissance, and electronic and video surveillance to clamp down on illegal harvesting. Acting on a tip Wednesday, officers from St. Mary's and Calvert counties placed a sanctuary near Greenwell State Park under surveillance and saw two oyster boats in legal waters. When one boat departed, the other moved to the Neal Edition Oyster Sanctuary. As a patrol boat approached, the watermen moved back to legal waters. Officers inspected two bushels and found undersized oysters. They escorted the boat to Solomon's, where all 26 bushels were checked. Benjamin Leonard Reel, 26, and Adam Vincent Reel, 21, received citations for having a harvest that contained 15% undersized oysters and for taking oysters from a closed area. The officers returned the oysters to the sanctuary. The older Reel has been found guilty of multiple natural resource violations dating back to 2007. He was charged on October 4th of this year, just 2 weeks ago, with possessing a harvest with 9% undersized oysters taken from the Patuxent River in Calvert County. His oyster license is under suspension, but he was fishing Wednesday as a designee on his father's license, which is legal. In today's incidents, that was yesterday, officers conducting routine inspections issued citations to the two watermen for having a harvest that contained 9% undersized oysters. Richard Brent Buff, 39, of Port Republic, and Patrick Joseph Mahoney, Jr., 33, of Annapolis, are scheduled to appear in Calvert District Court in December. On it goes to mention how much influence the government had on the protection of oysters and that type of thing. But we have a little bit of a theme song here for those guys, and it goes like this.
And now more from Alan Elk.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Let's talk to Vince in Glenarm. Good morning, Vince. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about you, Alan?
Not bad, man. Not bad at all.
My son and I are just heading towards our tree stand over in Glenarm area.
Okay.
Thought we'd say good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Both of you want to be in the contest?
He's 9, so I don't think he can join.
Oh, well, okay. But if look,
we
if you
into the contest, yes.
If you happen to win, then and if you want a youth model, just let us know.
All right, he has a youth model Impact that he uses right now.
I got you. Good deal.
He's not doing too bad. He shot 2 last year. We're trying to get him on one this year, and we've been deer. Just some of them are a little bit far out. So.
Yep, that happens. Yes, sir.
And there's one that was closer, but it was hauling butt. So.
It was what? Hauling butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do that. They tend to do that. So.
But, yep, hopefully he'll get on one.
All right, well, if he gets one, send us a picture. And anybody that has a nice deer and wants to send us a picture, we're more than glad to do that. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Send us the details, the hunter's name, the county, and the method, and we'll try to get it in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Vince.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's talk to Norbert in Kent County. Good morning, Norbert. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing fine. Alan, yourself?
Good, thank you. Are you waterfowling or deering today?
I'm getting closer to the pond every minute.
I gotcha. That sounds like a plan.
Yeah, the waders are hanging up and waiting. As soon as I hit the waders, then we're headed for the pond.
Yeah, I gotcha. So, Do you stand on, like, the third step and jump into your waders, or do you put them on like the rest of us?
I sort of roll around on the floor.
So, like the rest of us.
I have to remember, I'm officially an antique now,
oh.
So it makes a difference.
So. Welcome to the ranks. Oh, mercy.
But I spoke to you last Saturday.
That's right.
I was on, on my way to the hunt.
Yep.
I want to tell you that we all got our limit of wood ducks.
Oh, congratulations.
And it was a great day. But
good.
I want to tell you about Tuesday.
Okay, tell me about Tuesday. I must have missed your call, by the way. But anyway, go ahead.
That's all right. Tuesday, nobody wanted to go with me. They all turned me down.
Like I said, I must have missed your call.
Well, I'm pretty sure that I got a reject from you, too. But anyway.
All right. Go ahead. Anyway.
I'm there by myself. I'm standing in the pond and everything, and the fog rolls in.
Oh, don't you love it? Don't you love it?
So, 10 minutes after the fog rolls in, the ducks start rolling in. Only, with the exception of wing beats, sound from the ducks, and you could see them pass over my head and then go towards the pond, could not see a single one. Solid fog. Could not shoot at anything until the sun burned the fog off, and I could actually shoot at something. But they were flying all around in the fog, over my head, splashing in the water, couldn't see a single thing.
That's pretty funny. And you didn't take any sound shots, huh?
No.
Oh, good.
No sound shots.
Good. Congratulations.
I was doing sound anyway. Good Lord, I didn't have enough shells. So.
Yeah. So did you limit out on Tuesday?
I did, too. Yes, sir.
Good for you. Good for
you. Yeah, we've had an extraordinary year, and we'll try one more time this morning and see what happens.
All right. Well, that sounds great, man. I sure appreciate it. Now, we've got a nice article from a young man in Dorchester County going in and talking about his experience with wood ducks. That's in the next issue. He's called it Squealers. So did you hear any squealing while you were there?
There was squealing like you wouldn't believe. I mean, seriously. And there were teal, too, on Tuesday.
Oh, my. Wow.
Yeah, you had the twerps and the squeals and the wiggles and everything.
Man, you had the whole thing going on, didn't you? That's a day you won't forget.
Haven't seen a quack yet.
No. No quackers, huh?
No quacks. Nope.
I got you. Well, good, man. Congratulations. That's good news. That's. I'm glad to hear the ducks are here. That's a good thing.
They more than I expected.
Now, we watched a ton of geese come piling into the county yesterday. I don't know if they're all just coming, but or they're here and they're, you know, but these all were high birds, and they were dumping into the fields last night. So, I don't know.
Well, you had that wind.
I know.
Northwest wind after all that stuff.
Yep.
And that makes a difference.
And it was a good wind. I mean, it was a really good day in the woods yesterday, a really good day. And I don't know how much of the story you heard, but we only saw the two deer. But, you know, Jacob, it was a learning experience for Jacob when it came to that sniffing that buck. And I don't know where he was, but, you know, he's still there. That's the main thing.
You might see him again, yes.
Yes. Yes, we have a lot more time left in the stand, so.
Well, once the leaves come off the trees, that'll make a difference.
Exactly right. Yes, sir. Well, I mean, we're in some pretty thick laurel, so we're a little bit handicapped there, but the leaf thing will help, yes, for sure. So, All right, my brother. You have a great day.
You too.
Thanks, Norbert. See ya. Bye-bye. There goes Norbert. Well, since we're talking all about hunting here, and by the way, Mike Naylor's going to be on here at 6 o'clock. We're going to be talking about shellfish, oysters in particular, and the great oyster season we had, and a little bit about the sanctuaries and poaching and things like that. But now it's time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, and he's ready for hunting season. Clyde and Bill are ready for hunting season. The new A5 from Browning. The hump is back. I'll tell you how good it is. It is so good that Browning is now offering 100,000 rounds or a 5-year guarantee on the A5. It's available not only in the wood and blued finish, but also a black synthetic and a camo model as well. The BPS pump shotgun, the only bottom ejection pump that's out there. It comes in all the gauges, 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10 gauge, and there's even a 12 and 20 gauge deer model for pump shotgun users who like to deer hunt with a pump shotgun. It comes in again the field model and even Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity camo finish, which is really nice. They have the Gold Light 10-gauge if you're into goose hunting or waterfowl hunting. Don't forget the X-Bolt, extremely accurate bolt-action rifle in all calibers and magnums and short magnums. All that's at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Give them a call, 410-242-6108. Don't forget, they have full gunsmithing services and everything else that you need to keep your, scope mounting, bore sighting, all that to get your guns ready to go. Clyde Sports Shop in Lansdowne, 410-242-6108. The website is clydesports.com.
Nice weather pattern ahead this weekend. Mild afternoons, crisp and cool nights on the way. Just a few clouds around overnight, a low in the upper 40s. And then on Saturday, a mix of clouds and sunshine. More clouds, I think, take over by the end of the day, the high 67. Beautiful weather Sunday, bright sunshine overhead, a high of 63. And early next week, could be approaching 70 by Monday with a mix of clouds and sunshine. Dry weather Tuesday, mid-60s. Don't look now, but by next Wednesday, we're talking highs in the mid-upper 50s only. Dry weather still ahead. I'm Mark Thibodeau from the Weather Channel, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers only Maryland live crabs, a little more expensive, but well worth it. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live Maryland crabs at NBS Seafood. Maryland watermen supply the best local crabs caught today for you to enjoy tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that Maryland blues are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have a crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood has fresh Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-caught Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash frozen delights. And they shed their own soft crabs in their own tanks for the cleanest, freshest soft crabs anywhere. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number, 410-271-3202. 271-3202 for live crabs, NBS Seafood. No bull stuff sold here.
Hey, NBS Seafood now sells local and Chincoteague oysters, so stop by. This is Alan Ellis for Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex spray-on bedliner. The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
High-tech redneck. That's what I feel like when I'm in a tree stand and the phone's buzzing in my pocket and I'm checking my email and checking my, and sending replies back and forth. It's so annoying. It really is. And I can't just say I need to turn this off because I can't. You know, I just can't. And I'm tethered to that stupid phone. But it is what it is, ladies and gentlemen. I just, you know, it can cost you dear. It can cost you valuable time, and it can interfere with your experience out there. But, you know, just enjoy it. Just enjoy it. All right. Well, I think I'll tell you a new survey that just came out from our friend Mark Duda at Responsive Management. Got an email yesterday. Very, very interesting. Nationwide survey. New research shows that hunters are increasingly motivated by the meat. By the meat. For the reason for the hunt, which does my heart good, because quite frankly, I'm getting tired of watching outdoor shows that only focus on the rack. Well, my hunters take between a 130 and a 160. You know, we see a lot of deer in the 150 class, and we have taken them in 180, and you know, or I was in the stand, biggest deer I've shot, 190 inches. You know, and I just. Everything based on score to me just takes away from the hunt, and that could be one of the reasons why I like to wait for a nice big rack, but that could be one of the reasons why I took that deer I took the other day, because I was just enjoying my day. I was having a great day. I made a great shot on a really nice buck. I don't care what you think about it. I don't care if you think it's too small. I don't care if it doesn't score. I don't care if it doesn't make the book. I had fun. And Jacob and I had fun yesterday watching those deer come in and watching him take that shot, and that deer just dumped right there. It was beautiful. It's a great thing. But anyway, both deer are at the butcher shop now. And research shows that hunters are increasingly motivated by meat. The reasons include a couple of different things and a couple of surprising things. But let's talk a little bit about the survey. Recent national and state-level research conducted by Responsive Management reveals that obtaining meat is an increasingly important motivation among American hunters to go afield. While there are several reasons for this growth in the segment of hunters who engage in hunting for utilitarian reasons, several of Responsive Management's new studies make it clear that the trend is widespread and unmistakable. The 2013 Nationwide Scientific Telephone Survey measuring hunting participation among Americans ages 18 and older, a question asked hunters about their single most important reason for hunting in the prior year to the survey. Respondents were asked to choose from a list of potential reasons, include being with family and friends, being close to nature, for the sport, for the meat, and for a trophy. More than a third, 35%, chose for the meat as the most important reason. A substantial increase in the percentage of hunters giving this answer since the last time the question was asked in a similar nationwide survey conducted in 2006. That time, just 22% of American adult hunters named for the meat as their most important reason for going hunting. While the percentage of hunters naming one of the other reasons remained either stable or declined between 2006 and 2013, those who named meat as the most important reason for their hunting participation increased by 13 percentage points. That's pretty dang good. Let's talk to Don in Odenton. Good morning, Don. How are you doing?
Hi, Al. How are you? Good. I was going out hunting today, but I have to go into work. So I just want to say good morning, and I have to go into work, and I want to get the contest.
You're in a contest, buddy. Thank you very much.
Okay, Al. Have a good day.
Have a good day. See you, buddy. Bye-bye. There we go. All right. So, it's for the meat. It is for the meat, and there's charts and graphs and all this thing. But here are, and there's more to that, a lot more to this, but results from the survey highlight the degree to which hunters today are focusing on meat as a primary reason for their participation. When hunters were read a list of factors that potentially influenced them to go hunting, the top factor rated as a major or minor influence was an interest in hunting as a source of local or natural or green food, with 68% of hunters saying that this was an influence. The growing importance of meat as a hunter's foremost reason for hunting has been observed on the state levels. And they talk about Georgia. And an open-ended question where no answers set was red. No answer set was red, but respondents could simply name anything that came to mind. 56% of the hunters across the seven states that were the survey reported as having among the largest increase in hunters' numbers said that they hunted for food and meat. This is states, seven states where they had the largest increase in the amount of hunters. 56% said they hunt for meat. And several factors appear to contributed to this pronounced motivational shift. The single most important factor is the global recession. It began at the end of 2008. And they figure that hunting is a recession-proof and a bulletproof industry during a recession. And then the, another factor is the green or natural or locavore food movement. And the final factor is the gender of the hunters, and draws an additional finding from two of the studies. The aforementioned 2013, on it goes, talks about an increase in women participating in the hunt. I'm rushing through this, but you can, if you'd like a copy of this, I'll be more than glad to send you the report, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And right now it's time to take our final break for the hour, and we'll be right back after this. Buck Bomb works all season long with its downwind full coverage particulate dispersal spray. It's the easiest and most effective deer scent delivery system, period. Choose Ambush, Doe Pea, or Vanilla Curiosity Set, and Buck Bomb is your choice for the rut. The traditional Doe and Estrus spray is still number one to attract bucks. Now there's the Detonator, a canister with a wick that holds any Buck Bomb scent, hangs on a nearby limb, and brings the bucks close. When you're done, simply roll the wick into the canister for another day. The no-leak O-ring seal prevents any scent from escaping. Trigger the detonator with the igniter, a 4-ounce bottle of liquid Doe and Estrus scent. This potent combination is your best bet for the rut. Visit your local Buck Bomb retailer or order online at buckbomb.com or call 1-866-850-6653. Fishermen, you can try the new Fish Bomb Menhaden Quick Slick from the makers of Buck Bomb. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart, increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over nine farms on Maryland's eastern shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality bucks. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a chart account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction.
All right, weapons of mass destruction. Let's talk to Sydney in Middle River. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning.
How are you?
Okay, for an old guy.
What's up?
I just wanted to sign up for the contest, and I enjoy your show very much.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I greatly appreciate that. So.
And that's really all I have to say.
That's good. I'm glad to. Yay, concise. That's okay. Good. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, Sydney. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he goes. Talk to our buddy Ken over at Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Been talking to him most of the week, and we had an option to participate there, and made a decision to head up to the home farm, basically. But they had a great muzzleloader season. I didn't know it last week, but they had a party that had canceled. One of the men had come down to have heart surgery. And had I known that last Saturday, I would have let you know that they had openings for the muzzleloader season. But I know they took a couple deer. They saw some really nice deer, some big bucks. They got plenty of stands and plenty of places to go. And the deer were moving pretty well. So Hammer Hollow Outfitters, if you are looking for a place, I recommend them. 410-903-2872. And let me know if you need that information. We'll be glad to get that out for you. So there you go. What's new for 2013? Is in your Guide to Hunting and Trapping. Just so you know, it is illegal to discharge a firearm within 300 yards of a school while hunting. This prohibition applies during school hours, or when the building is occupied. The safety zone does not apply to colleges, university, or home schools. And then there's more information on page 16 of your Guide to Hunting and Trapping. If you need to look that up online, I just give you the page number there. But that's the basics. So please stay safe, be in compliance with the law, and be aware in particular of that one. So coming up next, your questions, if you like, on oysters. Mike Naylor is going to be our guest from the Department of Natural Resources. He is the assistant director of the shellfish program for Maryland Fisheries Service. So there's the music. We'll be getting out of here for the news and then right back with Mike Naylor from Maryland Department of Natural Resources, talking about Maryland shellfish. Big industry, big importance. A lot of people have oysters for their holiday meals. And we want to talk about the whole oyster program with Mike. So that's coming up next. And we remind you now, if you're out there today, duck hunting, deer hunting, whatever it might be, just get out and stay out. And most of all, stay safe. Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out